kind of hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
It's insane.
It's really crazy the quality that of footage we used to watch and think was like fine.
Right.
Like it's so bad. Mm-hmm. You couldn't see next to anything.
I used to just be watching an old copy of Rugrats in Paris on a VHS that you'd have to fast forward past one part because it was like rubbed out.
Yeah.
Like it was Fast Times at Ridgemont High during the Phoebe Cates scene.
Rugrats in Paris.
I love that movie.
Rugrats. Are we recording, Gerardo? Rugrats in Paris.
Yeah.
That was because they all got canceled for sex crimes. Yeah, and they had to move to Paris, Rugrats.
They were all dating Roman Polanski.
It's Rugrats in
Paris. They're all getting groomed.
Right. It was the new Kanye song.
Rugrats in Paris. One of them's dating Louie. She's got a podcast.
So my girlfriend Dill Pickles, or that's my boyfriend, I guess.
Remember at the end of Rugrats, this is
Angela was the reference. Yeah,
I'm fucking Angela. Yeah.
My friend Connor, Connor McNutt. Right. He had this really funny joke, and it always stuck with me because I was like, yeah, that is true. The end of Rugrats, the opening theme song. Remember the end? Uh-huh. The kid would squirt the camera with his.
Oh, it was like sexual.
It was obviously Dan Schneider came up with that.
Yeah, I've seen somebody on the internet put together a thing of like all the weird sex references from Rugrats, and it's like clearly this is.
Oh, is there a lot of
file stuff? Yeah, there's unbelievable. A lot of
they keep a screwdriver in their diapers.
What?
Thing. Yeah, because remember they would break out of the little cage. Or the playpen with
he had like a little tool
mild
kit.
Compared to what's in the video.
He'd pull the screw out of the front of his diaper.
You know what?
This is.
I'm a little annoyed we don't have a TV in here yet because I want to watch a Rugrats scene because this is crazy.
Right, Jamie, pull that.
This
up.
Is like when you find out that Thomas the Tank Engine is like a communist show. Like
really?
It's, yeah, they're or not a communist. There's some like heavy political undertones in Thomas the Tank Engine.
That was apparently a novel or something.
Oh, Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah, something like it was like a novel that got turned into a cartoon.
There's like an entire episode where the tank doesn't want to leave his station. Yeah.
Right. Well, there's an episode where Thomas is taking prisoners to Stalingrad or Leningrad. What is the
I don't know.
Camps for Russia? Damn it,
Leningrad.
You know what I'm talking.
I know what you're talking.
It was called the Holocaust.
The Holocaust.
And Hitler bad.
Hitler bad.
I don't know, but there's an episode of Thomas the Tank Engine where like the train doesn't want to leave, so the people like they get all pissed, and then they just build a brick wall for it, and they don't let it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're like, now we showed you, Thomas, right? You don't want to work. That's what happens. We lock you up. Like it's like sick,
Berlin, right?
But yeah, Rugrats, they got fuck. It's a pedophile show, probably.
Pedophile show.
I don't even remember it, but I never. It was kind of creepy to me all the time.
I remember
Rugrats. I was young enough when it was on that I loved it. That was my favorite show.
I loved Rugrats.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't like the adults. They creeped me out. They were like, they seemed a little pedophilic, the adults.
Now I know that it's pedophilic, but when I was a kid, I'm not able to detect that.
I had no idea they were Jewish growing up.
Really?
That was literally, I revisited Rugrats. Well, I revisited it, and there's a Hanukkah episode, and I had no idea.
I think we all watched Rugrats during the pandemic,
right.
Did we not?
We all got addicted to Xanax and watched Rugrats in Paris every day.
We did.
Right. I did at one point during the pandemic. I bought Xanax, and I would text you guys every time I took it.
Yeah.
It was like an account, but I took
It was
Xanax
every day.
Every day.
Like, hey, guys, going to Panda Express. Just took my Xanax.
Right. Like, Jace, call if you need to talk. Yeah. I don't know what this
is. Hey, guys, going to race this Xanax home from Pan Express.
Feeling on top of the world. Might splurge for the Rangoons.
No, but I took Xanax and I rewatched Wishbone. I don't know if you guys remember Wishbone.
What is Wishbone?
It was the dog that taught you about reading on PBS.
Oh, okay.
It was Jack Russell
Terrier. I vaguely
Terrier.
Remember that.
Sounds very familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he would be like the hunch dog of Notre Dame. And he would be like, he would play Quasimodo in the reenactment.
Mm.
Yeah. And then he would teach kids how to read.
Yeah, well, he would be like, books are like, read a fucking book, you dumbass kid.
Okay.
I'm a dog.
I mean, that show sounds insane if that's how it is.
Yeah.
We find out everything has an insidious background. Like, and then they teach you how to read Mein Kampf.
Right. Yeah, Wishbone was a big fan of Ayn Rand.
I just remember I ended up at the house of the lady that runs Nickelodeon. Rugrats was a Nickelodeon show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went for whatever reason, somehow I wound up at the house of the new head of Nickelodeon.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this recently?
This was like, no, a couple years ago. Okay. With my, you know, with my famous, they're not famous, they're industry friends.
Right.
You know, those guys.
But this wasn't like Pizzagate stuff.
No, no, they had just fired Schneider.
Right.
They, sure. they had, you know, they got out all the pedos.
I'm just trying to clear your name because this sounds
no.
Suspicious.
This was not. Right. I did not hang out with Schneider.
Were you guys snorting adrenochrome?
I was at the Den Entertainment Mansion.
Kevin Spacey was there. He was making another YouTube video in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's me, Anthony Rapp, Dan Schneider.
But I was there, and because they got rid of Schneider, Dan Schneider, right. And it was like now the lady is like a lesbian lady, mm-hmm. like that's who runs it. Right, and of course,
she molests the girls.
And yes, yeah. they're more progressive now. They now only fuck the girls right. at Nickelodeon. but I remember I was there and I was drunk with my friend, and it sucked. The party sucked. Mm-hmm. So I at one point I think I said out loud I was like I was like. Hey, would this be a little more? Would this party be more fun if we were able to let Amanda Bynes out of your attic? That was fun. That's another reason I've never gotten anywhere. Right.
Was there any kind of frowning?
People don't. What I've noticed in around people like that, nobody reacts. They just go, ha-ha, they just like they pretend you're just
that's
being
all,
funny.
Yeah, because if you
but they make a mental note of it, like right. never. Ever right. no, let him in
well,
again.
If they acknowledge it, then it now becomes like a much bigger deal.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God.
Remember, right.
Now it's
remembered.
Well,
she was also,
more.
It was getting annoying. Like we were all sitting by a pool and we're all just trying to like drink and talk. And she kept like trying to make it like she kept like doing cannonballs into the pool. And
how
she
many
was
people
like,
were at this?
A fat. She was like fat. And so it was like the very water gross. Was getting on us and we were like, lady,
I
like.
I don't know if.
But we all had to be nice to her because she ran the network.
So
it was,
she was so
hilarious.
You're saying she was so fat that when she would jump into the pool, it would get you wet?
Yes.
And everybody's kind of annoyed.
It was getting obnoxious.
Kind of like a big Nickelodeon skit.
Yes, like a Nickelodeon. It was like, what is this, Shallow Hal? Would you fucking stop jumping in the pool and try to talk to my friend? Right. I don't care that you're responsible for iCarly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, well, I just blew my chance at Nickelodeon. Right. And I love slime.
Where was the house, by the way?
It was in...
yeah, give us the address.
Where was it? It was in, like, the...
The old Sharon Tate house?
It was in a... It was, like, off Franklin. Like, in the... it was, like, the Franklin Hills. Franklin Village.
Above, like, UCB
Above,
East.
Yeah. But, yeah. like, at the top of the
Big
mountain.
Big mansion.
Right.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice.
Was it orange?
It wasn't furnished. She didn't really do much to the place.
Was the pool full of slime?
Huh?
Was the pool full of slime?
Yes, the pool was
like
full of
Nickelodeon guys.
Yeah, very, that no, is very good.
Very good.
Very good. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
I found Richie.
Dude, great job, man.
Yeah. You I visited Nickelodeon studios once because I was dating abroad. She still works in Nickelodeon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That was my biggest dream when I was a kid.
Yeah. It's weird. You get there and then it's like, it's, you know, it's all decorated. Like there's little SpongeBob things and you go to like the Bikini Bottom area and there's the, like the Pineapple House. And it's like, it's supposed to be this magical, but everybody there is like miserable. Like people are working these crazy hours, they're not getting paid.
Yeah.
Everybody like she hated her job. It was one of the main reasons we broke up. Is she talked about it all the time.
Was there a contest going on? Was there people competing in a show?
What do you mean?
Like was it one of the? So my dream as a kid was to go to one of the shows.
Oh, I didn't go to Double Dare. I just went to go visit the studio.
Oh, Double Dare just brought me back. Oh my God!
You thought I was inside the Big Nose?
Yes, I fucking thought you went to Double Dare.
Right, I'm getting molested in the Hidden Temple.
What did you go
I just
to?
Went to the like the head of like where they did all the voiceover and stuff.
Oh, so you were in an office.
I was at Nickelodeon like studios.
Oh,
I mean, they have multiple. It's not all.
Yeah, but Universal Studios, you go there and
right.
they have sets
that's a theme park though.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm thinking that you're describing.
Right.
Why would they have a... So you just went on a tour of an office.
Right, yeah, of an office building.
I mean...
You're pissed at me.
I was so excited. I was like, wow, that's really cool.
Oh, I'm sorry to mislead you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I saw a Microsoft's campus one time. It sucked. I mean, what?
I also was on DreamWorks campus.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that George Lucas? Is that George Lucas?
What is DreamWorks?
Oh, no, it's they do all the Boss Babies and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And it was a lot
my
of
my favorite
like,
stuff.
Yeah.
My favorite stuff.
They work on my favorite thing.
It was a lot of people. Like, we know somebody who's worked at, we won't say who's worked at DreamWorks, you know, a comic. And it's all very people like that, where it's like adults.
Okay.
People who are like, I'm fun and I'm a, like a 14-year-old kid. And it's like, you're not. You're an adult. You know, have depression like the rest of us. Have the decency to want to kill yourself.
Just accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah, accept it. Yeah, no, Nickelodeon was like the coolest fucking thing ever, though, when I was a kid.
Same here.
I love Nickelodeon. I always thought Disney Channel was a little...
Yeah.
Disney Channel was for the... Yeah, yeah. Disney Channel was for the people that were a little light on the toes.
Right, yeah. People watching Even Stevens, you know about them.
You know, yeah. Even Stevens was good, but I love Shia. Mm-hmm. Actually, Disney Channel support, like having Shia on their network, coolest fucking thing they've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Shia is amazing. He's fucking killing dogs right now to prepare for a movie that no one's going to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Did everyone hear about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Shia LaBeouf. Yeah, he was in what was it called? The Tax Accountant?
The Tax Collector.
Tax Collector. Yeah. He's in this awful movie called The Tax Collector by David Ayers, who I don't know what happened to David Ayers, but he got a lobotomy, and he's now like mentally like challenged.
He has brain cancer.
He used to be like a really good director. Mm-hmm. He made like Fury, which I thought
Training
was
Day.
Really good. Training.
Fury was amazing.
He made Training Day or he wrote Training Day?
He wrote Training Day.
Antoine Fuqua directed.
He directed Training Day.
I looked it up one time. He also did Into Watch. Like the first six out of his eight movies that he directed or wrote were about the LAPD.
Right.
Almost to the point where it's like, this seems almost insane.
But wait, Fury was good, and then so it was Fury Bone Collector, not Bone, Fury Tax Collector.
He made Suicide Squad, by the way, which I've had literally been stuck in traffic in this goddamn city because they're making Suicide Squad 7 in front of me, and I've seen Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
I've seen her like being whatever character she
Harley
is, like
Quinn.
in a truck, like driving it, like. And I've been like so unimpressed because I'm like, I am trying to get to my friend's house.
The hottest chick in
and
the
you're
world,
making the
you're
worst like, movie. Get out of the way.
I am on Xanax.
That's what's crazy about LA. Exactly. I am on Xanax right now. I'm drunk. Get out of my way. I'm drinking a jug of Kool-Aid.
There's a gun pointed at my dick right now.
I can only drive unless I point a gun at my cock.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what's really annoying about LA is that like you're in traffic for like 2 hours and then you get up and you go, what's been going on? And they're like, Zac Efron's playing a detective in a movie you'll never see.
Right.
Sorry, you can't make it to work today. So whatever. But Shia LaBeouf was in this movie called The Tax Collector.
Yeah,
I saw the movie.
I saw it too. It's very terrible.
It's horrible, right? Yeah. He got a real tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
He like actually tatted up his stomach.
Like a cholo tattoo.
Yeah.
Mistake.
Mm-hmm. That's horrific.
What a mistake.
It's insane. This is also after doing Honey Boy.
Yeah.
His big comeback. Mm-hmm. Honey Boy.
Yeah. Passion
Amazing.
Project.
Amazing. Passion Project. Brilliant.
Well, you know what?
I loved Honey Boy.
No, because Ayer put him in Fury, which is probably his best role ever.
Yeah, probably.
So I think he just bought him, like, I'm going to give you, you got like three tries.
Sure,
You can put me in three terrible movies. Fury bought you three terrible movies.
Right. Okay, so anyway, so Shia was dating the girl in Honey Boy, FKA Twigs. Who when I heard FKA Twigs, I thought that was the ingredients to the vaccine. I didn't know.
Was that the prostitute in the movie?
Yeah,
okay.
Faka Twigs is a person.
Faka
she's
Twigs.
Not. That is not a. That is not mm-hmm. a. She's
not.
Strain. She's not a molecule.
Right, right.
Faka Twigs. FKA Twigs.
A smoothie recipe.
Exactly. It's not. I thought it was spirulina. FKA Twigs. So Shia LaBeouf dated FKA Twigs.
Mm-hmm. He dated acai bowl.
Twigs.
I know. Yeah.
She dated.
You can't take.
Can
it
you
seriously.
Imagine her at a meeting, like you, like at a meeting, like a guy in a suit, being like, "So Mrs. Twigs, is it Miss Twigs? Miss Twigs?"
Yes. So Shia LaBeouf was dating, you know, Lychee, and after the movie, and she, you know, it was a Me Too. She Me Too'd him after.
Yeah.
And then she came out in this article saying that to prepare for The Tax Collector, the movie that literally no one on earth saw,
worst movie ever. It's like a 5%
ever
Rotten
made,
Tomatoes.
That Shia LaBeouf was to get into his role, into his character, he was like killing stray dogs.
Yeah, like stray dogs.
Around town, like shooting like stray animals.
And that was the one where I kind of turned on
it. It made me really upset. Rape is one thing.
Right.
But you... But yeah, no, I mean, it's like, I don't know. Shia's nuts. I don't even want to go there. I love Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-hmm.
He reps Echo Park.
Has he
responded? I rep Echo Park.
Is this new? Did this just come out?
This happened maybe 8 months
ago.
Yeah,
like 7 or 8 months ago.
Missed that. Did he respond to it? Did he say, no, that's not
true? No, he responded, but he was like basically like, yeah, it's all true. You know, I'm Shia. It's all true. So
what in God's name?
You know? I mean, every episode of this podcast could be about Shia LaBeouf's life.
That's true.
And it would be fascinating. I love Shia LaBeouf.
I love dogs, and no one should ever hurt a dog.
He was
no,
great.
But there was a lot of them.
He was great in that movie.
Stray and,
you know, trying to give him some credit. There's a lot of them.
What if they had rabies?
What if they probably did?
You know,
I'm
going
to give him the benefit of the doubt. The dogs he killed had rabies.
He worked for a vet or something. Yeah,
they right. were bad.
They were
dogs.
Racist dogs. They
but
were all
yeah,
German
I mean,
Shia's
shepherds. Had a rough time. Shia stole. He made a whole like short film, and he stole the entire idea from Daniel Clowes.
That was a classic.
The comic book writer.
Yeah.
Who wrote Ghost World, which is like one of my favorite movies.
He's a great comic book.
Yeah,
writer.
He's great.
He was in Pieces of. I was looking it up. He was in Pieces of a Woman last year. And that was he's really good in that. I don't know if you've seen it.
Shia?
Didn't see it. Pieces it was kind of a sleeper. The movie's like okay, but he's almost like a young Brando type of role where he's just like kind of animalistic, like a dumb guy, but he plays it so well.
I mean, he's been trying to do shit like that the right way for a long time. Like, wasn't he in that movie Nymphomaniac? And like
yeah,
Lars von Trier.
I don't fuck with Lars von Trier.
I don't like Lars von Trier.
I don't give a shit.
He makes me feel small.
Yeah.
As a person, I don't like that. Which is actually means he's like actually kind of brilliant.
Right,
like Melancholia was probably the worst.
Oh fuck, you know, I like
probably the
I like
worst
that
I've
movie.
Ever felt after leaving a theater ever after seeing that movie. I hope that man suffers.
Yeah.
I like
for
that
eternity.
Movie, but it gives you an atrocious kind of haunting.
It's
in
just
your
horrific.
Bones. Yeah,
it's horrific. Yeah. It's a movie about depression and the end of the world and the
hopelessness,
a planet colliding with
nihilism,
Earth and people preparing for it. And there's like this. There's like that
that
guy that's like the scientist that's like he's like convinced like no like
the
it's
dad.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, the patriarch of the family.
Yes,
Look, guys, I've done the math on the thing. Look, I mapped it out. You can see the trajectory. It's like it's not. And then he kills himself.
Yeah, then he kills himself.
And then
the
depressed woman is like has the power in that moment.
Yeah, exactly.
It was brutal. Great movie. Brutal. Horrific. Never want to see it again.
Like, he looks like shit. So
Lars von Trier.
I don't respect.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like anybody that's trying to make movies about like. Fucking, you know, sex in the woods with demons and whatever he does.
Yeah.
Willem Dafoe's in his too many of his movies. Willem Dafoe just is like a demon to me.
Right.
Like it's like if there was a man that we had that we never needed to put on makeup for being like scary.
He's a demon.
He's just the natural evil guy in every movie.
But he's been cast as the hero, and so he was cast as Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because Jesus is a fucking evil Jew.
Wow. That's right.
Devin, you gotta pump the brakes on some of these attacks.
I'm Jewish.
I know you're Jewish, but for other stuff.
I converted. So.
Well, Jesus is, no, he's a good guy. I've met him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't concerned about upsetting Jesus people. I was
Jews?
Just,
you can shit on Jesus.
I forgot you were Jewish.
He's Jewish too.
I'm Jewish.
Don't touch me.
I converted.
Dad Jew.
I'm Jew. You know
I'm Look at how they act. Look at how they
offended Israel.
Look at how they act. Can't even touch them.
Oh,
imagine what they do if I was Palestinian.
You are.
Oh, is this a little too much?
Canceled.
Going to pull out a bazooka on the podcast.
Can I have some food? Can I have some food? A little too much.
You're going to have a rocket-propelled grenade.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Here's the thing, man. Israel and Palestine, they just like...
What's the thing? Here's the thing.
Here's the thing, y'all.
Here's the thing.
Israel, Palestine, they out here acting like they ain't trying to secure the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Secure the shit. Get yours. And then we can all, like hang at the crib.
Yeah.
But the thing about Israel, Palestine is... It's one of the biggest rivalries I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Lakers, Celtics,
right.
Yankees, Red Sox, Israel, Palestine. It's rough, man. It's a tough situation, but it's a great rivalry, and I hope it continues.
Mm-hmm.
Is that this Stephen A. Smith on the conflict?
It's Stephen A. Smith, like, Israel-Palestine, it's absolutely, what's going on over there is absolutely deplorable. I can't even believe it. I'm watching Israel. They're swatting rockets away from Palestinians. The Palestinians don't even have a chance. Meanwhile, you're the Palestinians. You're trying to get your area back.
Mm-hmm.
You want your area back. But they're the Jews. They're the Jews. And they're dear, dear friends. Yeah. They're dear, dear friends, the Jews.
I was at dinner with the Palestinians last night, actually.
And I was at dinner with Benjamin Netanyahu just last night. He's a dear, dear friend. But, Max, are you telling me that the Palestinians deserve their land back? Is that what you're telling me, Max?
Oh, my goodness. That's maybe the best character I've ever heard. Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith tackling the conflict.
I believe Stephen A. Smith could tackle any topic. Mm-hmm. He's incredible.
I agree.
He's absolutely incredible.
He's my favorite person, I think. I think Stephen A. Smith's my favorite person.
When he entered MMA and he started commentating on MMA stuff when he didn't know what the fuck at all he was talking about, so many people got upset, I was just happy to have
him. With Rogan.
We got a real star commentator talking about our sport.
I know.
Sure, he's going to have a little hiccups.
No,
a little learning curve.
It wasn't even a hiccup. It was brilliant. He said something, it was about Cowboy Cerrone fighting Connor, and he said something about Cowboy didn't show up. He wasn't trying. He doesn't even care anymore. And it was just Connor just had a really good fight. And it's very insulting to say that about a fighter.
Right.
But it was a genius take because the next day it had 20 million views.
Right.
Right.
Nothing
gets
that many views in MMA.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
What the fuck he's doing.
Perfect. It was brilliant.
And then he refuses to back down. He's like, Joe Rogan, I know what I'm talking about. Joe Rogan, I've done this for a long, long time. You know, he's like, I know your mother. She's a dear, dear friend. He's like, Tom Segura's a dear, dear friend. Brian Redband, Joe Rogan, he's a dear, dear friend of mine. I'm not trying to insult any of your dear, dear friends. But when it comes to Cowboy Cerrone, the man did not show up. He was not trying. He threw the fight. It was a bad look for all of Ultimate Fighting.
Oh, my God.
But it's amazing. I watch that. I get drunk sometimes, and I watch Joe Rogan just getting annoyed, mm-hmm. Gradually with Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, no, it kicks ass. I wish he would come back. They stopped letting him in.
Stephen A., he should be on the podcast.
He should be on every UFC. He should be one of the guys.
I love Stephen A. Smith so much. My whole life watching him. I was a kid. I was like, I just love that guy.
You always loved him. I've never disliked him.
I've literally never disliked
him. That's awesome.
Ever.
Really?
A lot of people hate Stephen A. Smith, and I understand it, because he says...
Do you like him, Richie? Have you ever disliked him?
I love Stephen A.
You've always loved him.
I love Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman. Because even when they say things that I'm like, I so disagree with, I know what it is. It's like they're doing a show.
Yeah, it's a show.
It's a show.
It's show business.
What they say is not exactly what they believe, and sometimes what they say is great, though. They know what they're talking about, but sometimes they know what they're talking about, and they're saying the opposite of what they know to be true.
They're cutting promos. Yeah. They're trying to be entertaining. They're saying what's going to get views.
Mm-hmm. I respect any man just going off. Even if sometimes they don't know exactly what they're talking about or gets a little out of pocket. It's incredible. He's amazing. Look at what he did this week responding to Kwame Brown.
Yep.
It was fucking hilarious. Kwame tried to say something. He just put a highlight reel up. He's like, Kwame, look at that. Dropping pat. Another one. Pull it up. Another one. Dropping it. You're terrible. You're disgusting. You're one of the worst players I've ever seen in the NBA. I don't want to hear shit from you. I got 15 more minutes of this.
Yep. That's awesome. And this is after saying he was never going to respond to Kwame Brown. For a week, he's like, Kwame Brown, I'm not going to even go there. I'm not going to even go there.
But then
a week in, you turn on ESPN, it's an entire segment called Kwame Brown's an Idiot. And Stephen A. Smith's just standing in front of footage of Kwame Brown dropping the ball. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, look at this one.
Right.
Look at that one. Look at this. Need I say more?
And his setup, too, is like you said, I'm not even going to respond, but I've been getting emails. I've been getting calls.
Yes.
And he always sets it up like, I didn't want to do this, but you made me. You're terrible.
Honestly, everybody better watch out, because Kwame Brown is this close to fucking... pulling a Columbine on all sports broadcasters. He's so tired of everyone's shit. He's like, we ain't playing basketball anymore, little bitch. He's out here.
Small hands turn to trigger hands.
He will go to church. Mm-hmm. And then
it would be funny
if
he tried to do a shooting but dropped the gun.
Ha 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 ha
It's time to, oh, damn. And the gun just breaks in half.
He gets out of the car with his friend. They're going to go shoot up a bunch of people that have been talking shit about Kwame. His friend throws him the gun. He drops it. He shoots himself.
And right between his legs, right, blows his dick off. Yeah.
Phil Jackson pops out of a fucking bush and he yells at him. He goes, Kwame!
Kwame! Shoot him in a triangle formation.
Oh, Kwame Brown. He made my life a living hell.
How long did he play for the Lakers until?
He played, God, I'll never forget. We traded Caron Butler for him. Jesus. Mitch Kupchak traded Caron Butler for Kwame in the 05 offseason. Mm-hmm. He played for his 05, 06, 06, 07, and for half of 07, 08, and then we traded him for... Yeah. Al Gasol.
I just remember because I didn't really watch the Lakers that time, but every once in a while I go back and watch Kobe's 81-point game.
Yeah.
And it's funny, in the 81-point game is Kwame's dropping a lot of passes in the game.
Yeah, right. And yeah, I know, and that's what Kobe would have had more assists that game. I mean, literally it was like I've never watched anybody actually be worse at what they're supposed to do. He was only good at, not even good, he was only like, it was like... He was manageable at defense. Like, he could kind of play defense because of his body. But I've never seen a man, he had baby hands.
Yeah, it was so much, on TV you could see it.
It was, you literally could see it on TV.
It was like somebody cut off his hands and switched with the baby.
Like, how did he make the team, and then why did it go wrong?
Okay, Kwame Brown was the number one pick in the NBA draft. Okay. I think in, like, 2000. Now, three was LeBron.
I want to say 04 or 05.
Something like that. Yeah. Or maybe even earlier. I don't know. But number one pick in the draft. Okay. Michael Jordan is the GM of a team. He's running the
Bobcats.
The Wizards.
Oh, was it the Wizards?
Yeah, he drafted him to the Wizards.
My apologies.
He drafts him, and he's like an immediate bust.
Why? What went wrong? It's the nerves.
Well, not an immediate bust. He didn't even get time. Michael Jordan is Michael fucking Jordan. So yeah. He doesn't understand why everybody's not as good. He's like confused all the time. Mm-hmm. Like why it's hard.
Yeah.
So it's not a good combination for a guy with that mindset to be like running a team. Like you need to like know.
He's going
to
nurture you and teach you stuff.
He is not the nurturing guy. So
Jordan fucked him.
It's a lot of Jordan's fault. Okay. He fucked with him mentally. He drafts him. I heard that he hung out with him for like the whole first year. Buddy.
Right.
Real like supportive.
Yeah.
Then as time went on, he starts getting annoyed with him making mistakes and shit.
First season was okay.
I wouldn't say it's good. I don't 100% remember, but I wouldn't say it wasn't like, no, he didn't like make an impact.
But enough for Jordan to stick around.
There's tons of rookies that like, need 3-4 years, sometimes five to even do anything.
Being patient. He's
being patient for like a year. Buddy. Yeah. Coming to practice, hanging out with him. Then just like one time, Jordan's just had it. The kid just
enough is enough.
He just keeps dropping ball. He's just not living up to the number one thing, and Jordan's impatient. And he feels like it reflects on his, you know, decision-making abilities. So he just starts abusing him in practices. We're talking, like, big-time stuff. Calling him the F word in front of the team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
F agate.
Mm-hmm.
That.
You just said the word.
I said F. I said F. No,
that,
and then I said...
That counts right, as,
and then the rest of the letters.
That counts as sensory, yeah.
I said agate.
You spaced it out.
Governor Greg Abbott. Imagine being called that in front of a bunch of NBA players.
That would be
by No, not by anybody.
Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Well, here's a weird story that I happen to know. I don't watch basketball, but I did when I was like 8 years old for a period of time, and Muggsy Bogues was my favorite player on the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
And there's a famous story about Muggsy Bogues where Jordan was guarding him, and he's going to take a game-winning shot. And Jordan's, you know, he could easily just fucking, like, get in his face.
Yeah.
And try. But Jordan takes a step back and goes, take the shot, you fucking midget. And he just takes a step back.
Yeah, that's happened.
Muggsy Bogues is like, ah! And he just, like, fucking whiffed.
Yeah.
And Muggsy Bogues says that he never mentally recovered from that.
It, like, ruined his career. Yeah.
Yeah.
He could never shoot after that.
So Jordan, first of all, Jordan has a weird fucking...
So can you imagine
dream
him picking
team,
you?
On the Dream Team, Clyde Drexler was one of the best NBA players of that time. Like, he was very good.
Okay.
He was on the Dream Team with Jordan. Jordan got in his head so much mentally just by kicking his ass in practice that one day Clyde Drexler, who's making probably $20 million a year to play basketball,
right.
Clyde Drexler accidentally grabbed two left shoes out of his locker, put them on, and he was so afraid Jordan would make fun of him that he did the whole practice with two left shoes on, like fucking his feet up.
Yeah.
Man. This is like a 6'9", beautiful swan of a man. Jordan. And Jordan is like making him wear two left shoes.
What does this guy have? These I've never heard of anyone having that kind of mental shit-talking ability ever.
Yeah, other than like maybe Bird or something. Yeah,
Bird, Kobe. I mean, Michael Jordan's still like the most vicious we've ever heard of.
Right.
I mean, but it's even crazier when you think of him in like the businessman position.
Right.
And like he like believes in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can't. And also the spotlight is your hands are you have literally. Have yeah, baby
little
hands.
Baby hands.
And Michael Jordan just never looked mm-hmm. somehow. No one yeah. looked. No one ever shook his hand.
As he was shining his hand for the contract.
Does that hurt you in basketball?
Yes. Yes,
of course.
Yeah. He literally, there's endless compilations of him not being mm-hmm. able to catch the ball.
Because yeah. his hands are that
small. I used to call him Stone Hands Kwame. Mm-hmm. It was literally like you threw him the ball and it just bounced right yeah. off out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Next. Man. Just he was a disaster.
But wait, can you imagine him going to sign the contract for the Wizards and then he picks up the pen and it just looks like one of those novelty giant. Pens from the museum. And Jordan's like, fuck.
It looks like a novelty pen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, those giant pencils. Yeah.
But yeah, so Jordan just starts just treating him like shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Treating him like shit.
Gave him a practice.
To the point where mm-hmm. where at one point he like punts the ball. Really pissed after a practice, Jordan like punts the ball into yeah. like the stands yeah. and he tells Kwame to go fetch it.
And he goes?
And Kwame goes and fetches it.
Oh my God.
In front of a bunch of grown men.
Dude.
So then Kwame plays there.
Jordan broke this man.
Broke him. Kwame plays there, maybe has two games that are worth talking about in like a 4-year period. I don't know.
Average 10.7 rebounds and 2 assists in
10.7 rebounds, 2 assists his rookie year?
2003.
That was when he was okay, 2001.
Jesus.
So 2003, that's his best year. 10 points, 7 Jesus. Rebounds a game. Number one pick in the draft. Then he is traded to the Lakers in 2005. Yeah. And it wasn't any better.
What
wasn't
were the Lakers doing? Weren't they good in 2005?
Yeah, Mitch Kupchak's an idiot. The GM of the team was an idiot. He traded one of the better players we had on the team, Caron Butler, for Kwame Brown because he thought we needed more big men, and he thought maybe Kwame just needed a change of scenery.
Well, so he was trying to do the Shaq Kobe thing again.
Yeah,
right?
which makes Mitch Kupchak, like, he should be put down for this. this decision blew. I remember being a child sitting in my dad's car on the way to school. I hear that on the radio, and I start punching the walls. And my dad had to like settle me down because he didn't know what it meant, and I was just like, "This is the worst decision I've ever heard
he's
anyone make."
A helmet on your
yeah,
head.
He's like, "Yeah, like putting yeah. me in my straitjacket." Yeah, I'm yeah. losing my mind. I'm yeah. like foaming at the mouth at school all day because Caron Butler was the only good player we had, and we traded him for this mental weakling mm-hmm. who I knew was terrible, like a laughingstock, and he continued being a laughingstock. There was another game years into this. Phil Jackson, greatest coach of all time. You're playing with Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe. Yeah, it's like hilarious that we took that on. We're like, no, no, no. He didn't work with Michael Jordan. Let's see how he does with Kobe. Mm-hmm. Kobe's easygoing with people that suck.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, he was so bad that at one point he told Kobe, don't pass me the ball because he was afraid he couldn't catch it.
What?
So Kobe tells Phil Jackson, he goes, get this fucking guy out of the fucking game.
I don't know.
He goes, I can't deal with this shit.
Of course.
Of course.
Well,
so that happens,
yeah.
and Kobe was
that's not
Kobe. Kobe was nice to this idiot.
Yeah,
I love you, Kwame Brown. Please don't kill me like you when you like. Don't shoot me with Stephen A. Smith.
It's a very competitive game. Imagine your teammate being like,
I can't pass you the ball.
It's an important position.
Yeah,
there's only so many guys on the court.
I know.
You got to pass the ball.
Right.
Gotta be able to pass.
That was an NBA where the center was still very important to the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. This is when it mattered to be like a big man.
The Mavs lost in the playoffs 8 years in a row because our post was Eric Dan Pier.
Yeah.
Who was like, if Kwame Brown would just knew how to like not be a pussy, it was Eric Dan Pier.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But so he was just terrible for the Lakers. There's an entire home game. Like this was like a couple weeks before he got traded. This is when I got nauseous watching the game as a fan when I was a kid because it was just so hopeless.
Yeah.
It's a sequence of like 9 or 10 minutes. It's on YouTube. Where Lakers fans just they're done. They're so done watching
with
this
Kwame.
Guy, with Kwame, personally.
Just only Kwame.
And Phil Jackson's the type of coach. I don't. You don't know this if you don't really watch basketball. Phil Jackson was the type of coach that if things were going bad, his whole mindset was let it play out.
Okay.
They need to go through this. Yeah. Like, they need to suffer.
Let them feel the shit.
They need to feel this to get better. So, like, if the team was losing and it's a 20-0 run and you're like, call a timeout, call a timeout. Like, any coach will call a timeout. Phil would just not call a timeout.
Yeah.
He would just be like, figure it out. Let's punish them. You guys need to. No. Like, his own team. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Let's make them feel
this. So, Kwame has a sequence of, like, probably. Like, 9 straight possessions where he, like, misses a dunk, misses a layup, loses the ball, dribbles it out of bounds, off his knee, can't catch the ball. Like literally, like, Benny Hill music should be playing. Like, down, down, down. Like, it's, like, insanely bad.
Yeah.
And it's a home game, and it's a big home game, and he's just the talk of the town. And all of Staples Center just starts booing him. Every time he touches the ball, this is a home game. He's playing for the home team.
And Kwame's getting team is
he's getting booed.
Him.
His own fan base.
Nicole Richie is booing him at the game.
Yes, Ashton Kutcher is with his Von Dutch hat going. Get out of here!
Jack Nicholson's throwing tomatoes.
Jason Weeman Acuna is about to hightower Kwame Brown.
Johnny Knoxville's trying to hit him in the nuts. it was horrific. So, and I, to the point where I hated Kwame because I needed Kobe to win and I loved the Lakers so much. But I was even like,
this
poor guy. Yeah. Oh my God. Because it would go off his hands, like out of bounds, and he would just be like, damn.
So even the Phil Jackson back down the court, magic. The Jedi Phil Jackson.
Couldn't get anything through. There's no amount of psychedelics that could get through to that.
Yeah, because it really is. I've experienced this in sports, because I was a big guy. I was athletic, but I always had a mental block. I was great in practice, very bad at games because I would just freak out. And it becomes almost like the harder you try to do well, the more you just start panicking.
Yeah.
And it becomes almost
that
like
in sports. Yeah.
Yeah. And you almost it's like brutal thing for a 17-year-old to go through. Just on a high school level, because you're like, what is wrong with me as a person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that I can't do this. I can only imagine the entire city of Los Angeles booing you.
Stage.
You're 24 years old. You're getting paid $20 million a year, and just the whole city hates
you. That's a lot of
pressure. I'm at home.
That's a lot of pressure.
I'm literally, I can attest at this point, I was probably, in my opinion, I was the biggest Lakers fan on the face of the earth. Like, I was such a psychotic kid, if I would have killed somebody.
Right. You would have creeped Jerry West out.
If what happened?
I don't know.
You just would have killed somebody.
I just would have killed somebody because it was all I had. I was a fat little piece of shit. I had nothing in my life. All I wanted was for Kobe to prove everybody wrong. I just wanted the Lakers to win. And this Kwame Brown was in my...
You would have killed Kwame
Brown. He was in my way.
Yeah. He was
in Kobe's way.
Devin was like De Niro in The Fan.
Yeah, I really was.
The fan.
I mean, I was like,
Wesley
I kidnapped
Snipes.
Multiple people. Mm-hmm. I can't.
He's throwing knives at a bug all day.
It can't end this way. Yeah. I've already kidnapped enough people.
Right.
Yeah.
So he.
You
was,
have Kobe's little afro and goatee.
It was crazy. So then Kwame. out of some miracle by the hand of God. Who I also hate because he killed Kobe. This
God.
Guy. God. I don't like God. I don't like God or Jesus. They're both responsible for Kobe Bryant's death.
Yeah.
You killed him. Christianity.
Right. Jesus watching. Jesus is a big fan of the podcast.
I know Jesus watches.
Right. Oh, man. I'm sorry, man.
But somehow we traded him and a bunch of bums.
Okay.
Actually, Marc Gasol, who's whatever. It's not worth telling people that don't really care. Ended up trading him 2 weeks later for Powell. And the Lakers went to the finals.
Yeah, only three.
What was the first straight championship?
For sure, years later. Yeah.
Amazing. I ran around my school. I screamed at everybody.
Did they win in 2004?
Okay, they won in 99-2000, 2000-2001, 2001-2002. Then they lost.
They won in 99? Oh, sorry, so sorry.
So 2004 was when
I thought you
Kwame
said they won in 99 and 2000.
No.
Okay, I understand.
It says how the seasons work.
Right. So Kwame came 2003-2004.
No. In 2003-2004, the Lakers got Gary Payton, Karl Malone. They lost to the Pistons. 2004-2005, Shaq left. The whole team implodes. It's Kobe and a bunch of fucking TGI Fridays cooks. Okay. And then 2005-2006, it's about the same. But they have like a pretty inspiring playoff run, but they lose to the fucking Suns in seven. And then 06, 07, they lose to the Suns again. Mm-hmm. And Kobe's like, I've had it. Like, no one, they're not trying to get me better players.
Yeah.
They just want me to, I'm just like going out. I'm doing anything I can every night. I'm putting up
81.
And that 81.
Was a very tough Western Conference at the time.
Extremely
you
tough.
You had the Mavs, Spurs, Suns, mm-hmm. and like.
I mean, even the Rockets were good. Yeah, even the Rockets T-Mac were, yeah. and Yao. And it was a really tough Western Conference. It was insane. So Kobe demands a trade. It's the worst summer of my life. I'm freaking out every day. I'm carrying a fucking radio to school with me.
I didn't know he demanded mm-hmm. a trade.
He demanded a trade. It was the way he goes, I'd rather play on Mars.
Whoa.
Yeah, they almost traded.
That's
it.
What he Whoa. Said. He said yeah. to Stephen A. Smith, he goes, at this point, man, I'll play on Mars. And holy I remember shit. My stomach sunk. I was like, I'm going to
kill you. Did you cry?
I sobbed at school. My friend who I used to argue with this kid all the time about Kobe and MJ, and like he knew I was just like the Kobe kid. And then one day he comes up to me, this little scumbag, Tommy, I love you. He comes up to me and he goes, did you see the news?
Oh, no.
All excited at lunch. He takes
you
me to the computer. He takes me to the computer lab.
You mm-hmm. sicko.
And he goes online. He's like smiling the whole time. He goes on ESPN.com and it says Kobe Bryant, you know, demands trade.
Yeah, yeah.
Blah, and I'm like. I mean, this was the first death to me. That was the first time he died.
Well, he was in school. He was in school.
Wasn't Tommy in school, too?
Yeah, we were both in school. But
how did he break the
news? It was lunch.
He had access.
And I don't know how he heard.
He had access.
But he took me to the computer lab and showed me the ESPN.com thing.
Tommy, you
and I started freaking out. So then I have to go to fucking Bible class or whatever. Yeah. And the star football player at the school is there, Dietrich. He's like a really
Dietrich.
Super cool German black guy.
Oh, you told me about
so
that.
Hot, great eyes.
yeah, you fucked him.
we had our time.
Right. We had a torrid
affair.
We
had a little thing. I don't know, but so I'm going to class and I can't. I was told my parents both died in a car crash. Like that was how big of a deal it was to me. Like him needing to play for the Lakers. It was all I had. It was all I fucking had. I wore a Lakers hoodie every single day, which smelled like absolute shit.
Yeah.
I probably never washed it. I was just the fat Kobe kid. And yeah, I would just
really,
yell about Kobe.
The more
all
you describe it, the more it does sound like kind of a mental illness.
It was a mental illness. It was. It was.
No question about it. Was Devin was,
it
was not a healthy child.
I wasn't healthy.
No, was no one's ever disputed that.
Yeah. It's a monomania for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. You can easily take Kobe and put like trains like in that place.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Knives, swords.
The thing is, trains never die. So I'm sitting in class and I can't stop sobbing. I keep because he demanded a trade to like the Bulls and the Lakers were going to get like the worst players ever back. And I was just like, I couldn't even it was just so nauseating even thinking about
thinking about rooting for Carlos Boozer.
Yeah, and also it was just so attached to my life, like how an addict would be, that it felt like, what am I going to do?
I mean this kind of seriously. I think Kobe was like kind of a security blanket for you during a very tough time
yes.
of your life.
100%.
Yeah.
He was also the only person consistent in my life. That's why mm-hmm. I love him so much. He never was not what I expected.
Right.
Like, he was always so consistent, and no one in your life showed up, in my life, no one showed up like he did.
Right.
Like, all I had to do was tune into the channel he was on, and I was like, God damn it, this guy always does it. Like, mm-hmm. it's so, I can always rely on him,
right.
even though it doesn't help my life. It, like, I loved basketball, and what he did
it's,
was beautiful
to me. You have one
me.
Constant.
And it was a constant. It was like, oh my God, all I know is I can rely on Kobe. Mm-hmm.
So this is like you have, like, a childhood teddy bear that you feel secure around,
yeah,
and then this
sure.
teddy bear goes... to your friend, and your friend owns it now.
Yeah.
And it's now
perfect.
Trying to kick your ass.
Yeah, pretty
ass.
Much. It's like if Ted went and hung out with, like Ben Affleck instead of Mark Wahlberg.
sure.
You know, whatever. But, like, so it was horrifying, and I'm sobbing in class, and I remember
what grade is this?
Freshman year of high school.
Yeah, that's not great. We all were thinking nine in our heads.
I know everyone's thinking a young age. No, I was a freshman in high school. Woo!
Yeesh.
I mean, this went on till, fucking 3 years ago, I finally let it go. No,
no, I just want to switch my one quick thing. Tommy, you were right to do what you did. I'm right.
He's a scumbag.
Mm-hmm. We all would have done it.
So the star football player of the team goes, "It's only basketball, Dev." Yeah. And I'm like in the back of the class, I go, "It's not just basketball, DJ." I go, "Shut up!" I'm like losing my mind. I'm like freaking out. I'm having like a full-blown panic attack.
Oh, so funny.
And then for the entire summer, every day, I had a crank radio. This was, we didn't have, you know, iPhones and whatever.
Right. You grew up in an old mine.
I grew up vinyl fucking movie players and crank radios. What are you talking about?
It was just,
I had a Victrola.
It was a radio.
And I'm tearing it around.
It was a radio that you didn't need the batteries. You had batteries in it, but you could also like charge it more by
you
cranking
crank it and then it gets some juice.
So I brought it.
The insanity continues.
I brought it everywhere I went. Everywhere I went, because I needed in case any news dropped.
Right.
If Kobe got
traded.
Like
you were in war.
Yeah, almost, like literally in war. Like I was waiting.
Did the boys win?
I'm not kidding. Like 100%. Yeah, I was insane. Yeah. I remember my dad's friend called me just to ask how everything's going. Like not about this.
Yeah.
Just how life is. And I pick up and I go, "I don't know. It's not doing great." And he goes, "What? Are your mom and dad fighting? Like, is everything okay?" And I was like, "What? No, it's just
I don't know what they're
Kobe
doing.
Wants a trade."
And
he just started cackling.
I love during this whole time, both your mom and dad are like going through like a John Updike novel. Like they're going through like intense personal trauma, and you're just walking around in a dirty Kobe jersey.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, my dad, I love my dad, but he never scored 81 points. he never had 62 points in three quarters. Mm-hmm. You know, I always had to tell him what was going on.
Your dad has
anyway
no titles.
No, not a single championship.
Right. The Kobe thing is all, it's a classic escapism as well, where it's like if you're focused on the problems actually at home,
right?
That's a lot. It fucks you up worse.
Oh, it was.
You're like, you know, let me focus on.
It was
NBA.
Yeah. Like it was. I mean, I'm sure if someday I'll talk to a doctor about this, and it was. I mean, there's some legal, there's some like medical name to put on this.
I think it's literally monomania.
Yeah.
Monomania, yeah. It likely is.
It's you have a mania about, yeah, if you got to break the word down.
Yeah, sure.
It's one thing.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Mania. I mean, it's obviously that.
Can I get one of those stories? I couldn't stop. I mean, it was like literally the only, I mean, it was also how I realized that was funny though. I'm happy that I had the mania because it was like, I realized that was funny because of how passionately I would talk about this guy. And then I wanted to not be like a loser. So I would then have to be like self-aware and make jokes about how intense I was about
him. I get
him.
This is insane that I'm crying.
So then, then to get away with being so into Kobe, I would try and be as funny as possible.
Because if you weren't funny,
as like a defense mechanism, be like, no, I'm not some nut.
Yeah,
and then I'd be hanging out with my friends, and I'd leave at like 4:45 so I could catch like a 5 p.m. like Lakers Grizzlies game. And I wouldn't hang out. I wouldn't go to any parties. I wouldn't talk to girls. I'd be like, Lakers and Raptors play at 7:30.
He's like, why would I?
Like,
I don't
not.
Give a fuck
I can't.
About...
They're like, Devin, we have a girl here. She wants to suck your dick. She's going to fuck you. Come. And I'd be like, I mean, listen, I mean, Kobe's out tonight, but the Lakers are playing.
You're getting your little dick sucked and you're cranking the radio, holding it up to your head.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, hurry it up. Come on. Fourth quarter.
It was like literally crazy. I can't even, I think back on it and I used to look at people like, how dare you piece of shit the way you think this is weird of me. I'd look at people like, you think I'm weird?
You're the weirdo.
You're the weirdo. You don't want to watch Kobe tonight? You fucking sicko.
You're like a wake up sheeple guy.
Dude, I was like, literally like, I couldn't believe people wanted to do anything else other than watch him play basketball.
Right. I've been recently rethinking all the people I knew in middle school. Like kind of like you were, I was like, oh, that's a weird kid or that's a bad kid.
Right.
And now looking back at them with my adult eyes, I'm like, oh, this kid was getting beaten every day.
It's a defense mechanism for trauma.
Yeah. I remember there was a kid who showed us loose change on the school. You knocked that loose. He went into the middle school computer lab and showed us loose change. And in my little Christian, I was like, this is a bad kid. And it's like, he has like, he had like lighter burns on his hand.
Yeah.
And like like welts across right. his back. He's just like getting beaten by like meth addicted parents every day.
That's he's also like into. He was like on the right track.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I'm sure he's dead.
I mean, that is cutting edge shit.
Being into loose change as a child.
Depending right. on the year.
But if you were yeah, into loose good. Change at 14, you've been dead for a decade now.
yeah, you're yeah, right. He's dead. It was Mac Miller.
Yeah, the amount of kids I knew, street racing accidents, shot in the head in Afghanistan. I've told you all this.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Jace had friends literally named, like, Cactus Jack.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Jace's, no, like, best don't. Friend growing up is named, like, Miller Light.
Right, yeah. My best friend wore a big wooden barrel with suspenders over the top of it. Old Stinky Pete.
That's Stinky Pete. Yeah. Stinky That's Pete. Six Flags. Yeah.
That's This is Marlboro. That's his brother, Marlboro
that's
Light.
That's Marlboro Light.
Yeah, that's Marlboro Red. They were all shot to death in Afghanistan, kind of a Saving Private Ryan situation. Except they all died.
Oh, fuck.
They you all know, died.
They all killed each other.
Yeah.
It was a Mexican friendly fire.
They all killed each other.
Yeah, it's actually, not to brag, I knew the guy who killed fucking the Arizona Cardinals player. So,
what happened? Pat Tillman.
Pat Tillman. I went to high school with the guy who killed Pat Tillman, not to brag.
I know Tillman.
Yeah.
Oh, you actually know him?
No. I'm just saying, what am I doing?
That would have been sick. That would have been sick.
Pat Tillman was a great man.
I love Pat Tillman. Yeah.
Really amazing. Like, when you hear, like, the things he said, it was like, you're like,
no, he was awesome.
I can't believe this guy actually.
And hated the war.
My friend, by the way, I won't say his name. He's coming from South Dakota. He has one leg. So he's my age. I went to school with him. He'll be here Sunday. I'm playing poker with him in L.A. You guys should come.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where? Your place?
At the Hustler Casino.
Okay.
And so he got his leg blown off at war, and he has a silver star, which is like, I'm not 100% confident about this, but I think it goes like Medal of Honor, and then I think Silver Star.
I know it's pretty high up there.
It's
not a Purple Heart.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not
a boring. What does a Purple Heart mean?
You just got injured.
You got injured. Oh, so you got, it's still great, but you got injured somehow. There's a lot of people get that.
Can you get a Purple Heart for, like, friendly fire?
Probably.
Yeah, no, I think
you do.
Like, yeah, any yeah. injury. Like, yeah, if you fell off the car and broke your leg.
Yeah, so my friend has a silver star, which is, like, Medal of Honor. I think Silver Star next.
And Medal of Honor means, like, you ran into the fucking place and you, like, undid the
bomb.
So
there,
you committed,
I
suicide, basically.
Like, you, like, killed yourself for the country.
I'm not going to say his name, but there's an action report online publicly. We can look at it after this where... He's basically commanding, like, a small group. I don't even know if he was commanding it. He might have just been one of the guys, and then shit went down, and he just kind of took charge. But the action report is basically like, all right, like, shit starts popping off. They're ambushed. They're getting they have to gain cover really fast. He's throwing people around, saving them, and I'm sorry if I get any of this wrong because, it's bad if I do, but... So what it is, he's saving people. People get injured, and they're so heavily under fire that if you get up at all, you're probably getting shot.
Right.
So what he kept doing was he would get up, somebody would get hurt, he'd get up, didn't give a fuck at all, would run over, grab somebody, didn't have to do this at all, grab them, save them, pull them into cover. He kept doing that over and over again. So eventually, he... stepped on an IED. Yeah. So fucking blew his leg off. So he blows his leg off.
IED?
IED.
Yeah.
And then
IED is the one for pregnancy, right?
That's the thing. For a long time, I thought women were putting like nuclear weapons like in their pussy. Yeah. They were like, anyway.
Did I say it wrong?
You said IUD, but he stepped on IED.
No, I did not. Listen back. I said IED.
Run it back. If
he
I was wrong, I'll pay everyone.
He stepped on
$50.
A tampon.
I might have pronounced it that. I'm very confident I didn't say that. I know.
Okay, my apologies.
That's okay.
Yeah, either way.
Shame on you.
You don't respect the military,
you cocksucker. You shot Pat Tillman. And I do it again.
Anyways, leg blown off. He falls down on the ground and he goes, Hill. Said his name. Can we cut that out? Is that hard?
You didn't say his name.
I heard his name. Yeah.
Okay. But he goes, hey, it's me. My name. he goes, just stepped on an IED, but It's not that bad. It's fine. I'll be fine. And so they're all like, okay, well, I guess it was like a dud or something. No, of course, his leg is completely blown off.
Jesus.
He said it's fine, though. He, yeah, like, managed that,
yeah,
under...
he looks,
oh,
at
my
it,
God.
And, like, so to him, his pants are still on, and so he can't see that it's, like, you know, completely compounded.
Jesus.
Fuck.
So he's like, it hurts, but I don't know, it looks fine to me. Then then he's in the hospital, they're patching him up and shit, and, you know, they you know, leg's off, and... his, like, CO or some general comes in. They're like, listen, I read the action report. I am recommending you for the Silver Star. And he goes, I don't want the fucking Silver Star. He goes, give me a fake leg. I want to go back out.
Jesus.
And help my friend, my brothers. Because he has this sense of, Jesus. He's not one of these guys where he's like, I want to do this because I care about what the government thinks is good. He's like, he
for
has
his
this,
brothers.
He has this sense of, if there are people out there fighting this, I have some, and I get that, like, I kind of feel bad that I don't feel this.
Right.
If there are people out there in that terrible condition, I want to be out there trying to help them.
Right.
Like a
right.
real hero, like yeah. a comic book hero.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's funny because, like,
I feel the same way. I live my life by that.
I've noticed right. that.
I help anybody.
I know,
I can.
I'm the exact opposite
That's
of that.
That's what
too.
I was going to say. I'm literally like, when you say that, I'm like, I would do not a single thing
no.
to help anyone.
No.
I do fantasize about, like,
I like truly wouldn't.
Yeah, truly. Truly. If you're like, you can stop the concentration camps in China, but you got to drive to Fresno. I'm like, ah.
I know. Same. Exactly.
It's like 4 hours.
I'm like, there's a lot of traffic. I'm like, the concentration yeah. camps are going to have
my
to stay.
My car, my AC does not work. That's 4 hour. 4 hour drive.
Do you guys ever do this where you fantasize about you're walking by an elementary school?
Yes.
And there's a shooter and you stop the shooter?
Oh, I've had situations like that, but never at an elementary school.
I just got no. the instant yes
right, right,
joke.
Yeah, yeah.
I fantasize.
Okay, but no, you've never thought, like, I want to stop a shooter?
I do that when we're sitting down at a restaurant. I always, part of my, because they told me as a kid, like, Wyatt Earp, he died because his back was facing the door. So for whatever yeah. reason, I always, when I was sitting at a restaurant, I would never do it, but I would think, I'm like, oh, you need to be facing the door in case right, anything yeah. goes right. down.
One of my friends did that recently. When I was back in South Dakota, my friend goes, hey, you guys, and we know him. He's a roofer. He's like, there's no one that wants to kill him. Right. He's like, no one gives a shit.
Right.
But he goes, hey, guys, you mind if we switch spots? I hate when my back's facing them. And we all instantly just go like, what? We started laughing. We go, what are you
he's
fucking
like, he's
retarded?
Like he's like, I've done some shoddy work in this town. He's like, there's a lot of patches in these people's roofs. I don't know what I'm doing. People are after me. They want to kill me.
I got a leak up in Somerset. There's a little fucking yeah. roof. Yeah. No, insane.
But no, I've never fantasized about stopping a school shooter.
That's my biggest fantasy.
I've fantasized yeah, about being the guy. That
I've fantasized about stopping. I think I've told you this before. I would love VR to get real enough that you do get to do a school shooter.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. just to try it out.
Well, that, you know, they. We talked VR, about this last episode, I think.
That's your first priority for VR.
Well, no, my first priority is I beat up my dad in virtual reality. I'm 11, and he's my dad when I was 11, and I kick his ass.
He's 11.
And
too.
I literally think I would never have depression or anxiety again if I did that.
That is interesting. I wonder if they were to. I mean, this is like we're getting into a topic where it's like, oh boy. But mm-hmm. if they were to be able to develop VR for, like,
you're going pedophiles.
Don't say pedophiles.
Are you going to do pedophiles?
Stick school shooter.
Don't say pedophiles.
School shooters. Faggot, yeah. But don't say pedophiles.
And say he also say the school shooter also wants to fuck the kids.
He always sneaks
so
it
this
in.
This now
folks.
Is a very twisted game.
It's twisted. It's a fucked up yeah. game. But
this
I'm
is
saying
the new
if they were
metal
to
fucked
game.
Up game.
If they were to, we would never do that because we you know whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like if they were to do that, would it drop the rates of those?
I wonder.
Atrocities?
Yeah, I have no idea.
What a combo.
You have
so
to
this
test
is a,
it.
This
you'd
is a school shooter pedophile.
That'd be really
pedophile,
hard to test also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's insane.
Really,
it is hard to
you really
test.
Made a combo.
Yeah. It's a hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, by the way, when I say I want to do that, it's not to curb anything. It's just I think it would be fun.
Right.
To just walk around and like kid's head blows up. Jesus. But it's not real. It's
like,
virtual reality.
You're like the guy when people would play GTA, you just had to walk up with the
Gerardo
hammer
just
and
yeah.
beat someone to death.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that is how I would play GTA.
I
was such a sicko playing GTA sometimes that I'd be like, what's the rape button?
Yeah. I am very much.
I don't agree with any of this.
It's virtual.
Yeah.
I just feel myself raised Christian.
I'm kidding. It's literally. We're all. I'm just trying to be funny.
Of course, everyone's.
I'm
not joking.
I am 100% serious.
I just want to say I'm part of this. What if the camera just explodes? Right? The camera cancels us. Right.
No, seriously. Like, if it's virtual, what is wrong with doing a school shooting? I'm going to stick with this point.
Jace, they're virtual kids.
Right.
I don't know, actually, what's wrong. I don't care about anything.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the fact
Kobe's
that
dead.
No, granted, granted, if you told me you were doing this, I would be like, okay, well,
that guy's insane.
That guy's insane.
We're just spitballing here.
But also, I wouldn't be like, you should be in jail for shooting the computer kids.
I'm going to defend this a little bit.
Yeah.
Why are we saying that's so much crazier than, like, you can play Grand Theft Auto, you can pull, innocent women out of cars mm-hmm. and just kill them.
Right.
You can murder mass amounts of people, mm-hmm. and everyone just goes, that. Like, I've seen NBA players that play mm-hmm. video games.
Say the anti-Jewish thing on the live stream.
I saw the other day, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I saw the other day, they were like, it's like a live stream of an NBA player, and he's playing like the Golden State Warriors like in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing online GTA, and he runs up behind a guy that's in a Golden State Warriors jersey, and he shoots him in the fucking, he shoots the guy in the head.
Right.
And the guy falls off a cliff, and it's horrific. But it's Grand Theft Auto, so nobody cares. And all the comments are like, yo, they about to come out like, like, you know, hot next week, like during the game.
Right.
And I'm like, Yeah. But I'm like, that's so weird that's so normalized. That you're just allowed to shoot people in the head in a video game and be like, we're enemies.
Right, because that's
but it's all jokes.
I think it's because it's not realistic enough yet. Like, it's a
that's
game.
Why we got to put kids in them.
No, once it starts becoming, like, photorealistic where you put the thing on and it looks and feels like reality...
Right.
And then Jace goes in and starts. Right.
Yeah,
you know,
when blood sprays on my face.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
In the living room with the glasses on, I go, oh, like that.
Yeah.
It's that realistic.
You put like a blood pack in.
That's
it,
a bit
right.
much.
It's real.
You don't go to jail for it, but maybe that's
honestly we're
line.
Acting like, you know, they need to do all these things to, like, I don't know, it would make people healthier maybe, or mm-hmm. like, you know, if the pedophiles could do it or whatever. They should just make video games where, like, your parents love you.
Right. No, that's
or,
what
like,
I mean.
Your dad yeah. plays catch with mm-hmm. you.
That yeah. was the Tony Stark plot of Ultron.
Ultron, yeah, the Age of Ultron. Yeah.
I don't know.
He invented a tech to actually make his parents love him. Same kind of thing that you're saying.
Well, he created a simulation where he's hanging out with his dad
yeah.
or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's in VR where his parents love him.
Have they made an Iron Man movie with Downey Jr. yet where this is in it? Like this
yeah,
type of thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, is
that's
that in?
Yeah,
it's
that
in the Age
one
of Ultron.
Of the main ones.
Yeah. Oh,
the Avengers
yeah,
ones.
Yeah. I don't watch those.
Yeah. But no, so it's a big idea. What you're saying, people agree.
Right. But people use the argument because like Christians will be like, video games cause shootings. And everybody's like, that's not true. There's no transference between video games. And I also believe that. But then it's like, well, why can't you carry that to the, you know, X degree? There was that right. video game from like 10 years ago. I forget what it was. It was like maybe like a Call of Duty or something where you have to shoot up a mall.
Yes, that's what we talked about
Russian
this
game.
On one episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the guy, yeah, it's called No Russian. And
yes.
you have to pretend to be a terrorist with these yeah. crazy people. And you're in an elevator. The level opens up. The elevator opens. All the people you're with just start shooting innocent people mm-hmm. in a mall, and you have to go along
and
with it and
is...
kill a bunch of innocent people, like, at a fucking foot action.
Yeah. And there's no way that didn't... I'm going to reverse my opinion now because I actually don't want to do that. Because I think it's
no,
funny
it's
to
fine.
Say
yeah,
I want to...
Yeah, it reverses.
It's like that...
We're reversing.
I would never make that because I do think that does encourage school... Like, how does it not encourage shootings?
I saw that...
How does it not?
I played that game with
I
my
think,
friends.
I think if I was...
I left early when we played it.
Yeah.
I called my mom. I go, pick me up.
Yeah.
I want to go play this alone.
I was like,
home.
I need to play this alone. I go, Mom.
Everyone knows. Turn it on.
I go, Mom, pick me up. Way. I can't jerk off right. around these guys.
Mom, my pants are full of jizz. Yeah. You take your pants off and just a wall of jizz comes out. Yeah, I played Red Dead with Kevin, and he's showing me how you can, like, blow, like, you point the gun at the guys from 2 feet away, and it's photorealistic.
Yeah.
You blow, he's like, his brains go at the
you
top
see
of
his
brains. Skull.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love it's, like, that. Insane.
It's insane, yeah.
No, these games are, I mean, they're so soothing.
Right. Yeah.
No, it really is crazy. I mean, but what's crazy is, like, yeah, earlier we were talking about it, people go, you know, don't go too far. Like, this is a little, we're getting into crazy territory here. But it's not, because the initial territory is that we have video games where, yes, like you just said, you could see a man's brains get... Why is that any less crazy than anything we've said?
It's just future speculation. That's all we're doing.
I guess the argument is, like, it could get so crazy, and maybe it is now. I don't know. Probably. My thinking is no, that it's not. Like, violent video games and violent movies have no... Currently, they don't have any kind of, like, transference to actual violence. But I suppose there, you know, it's possible if it gets totally photorealistic and it looks exactly right and you get addicted to fucking blowing people's heads up, maybe, I don't know.
But
I doubt it.
That's also funny, is like, not to like pull left or right thing, but I just realized, like, the less argument back in the day when Republicans were saying these video games cause shooting, violence in music. Which also, I'm pro all of these things.
Right.
So am I. I think
violence and music causes like women beating and stuff like that.
Fuck bitches, get money.
Yeah, and the left is saying, like, no, there's a difference between art and this. And now the sides have, as we've talked about, kind of reversed, where it's like, no, media actually does reflect the way people act in real life. Versus if you do a joke about XYZ, XYZ will actually happen in the physical space we inhabit. You know,
I mean, yeah, art imitating, yeah, life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, could you, like, the fact that just getting fed certain media via the algorithms and all the stuff you learn on The Social Dilemma, if that applies to potential VR, then maybe. I don't know. People went and stormed the Capitol just because they kept reading certain things.
I know, and with anger, I've been getting more angry as I've been getting older, just because I think I get less anxious.
I like that.
I get less depressed. I get less depressed and I get more angry.
Yeah,
you
fuck
know?
Being chill.
No, anger is depression turned outward.
Right.
Very
which
good.
Jennifer Melvie says.
Very good.
Thank you, Melvie.
Originally Freud said that back in
I've
the
heard
day.
About yeah. him through the
Melfi's
Sopranos.
Read a lot of books. Yeah. I'm
the
sure.
Sopranos has told me about Freud.
Yeah. She has huge tits. So.
I know who Freud is.
That's you at a big college party.
Because of The Sopranos. I'm at a college party. I go, Freud, The Sopranos.
Right. People in tweed jackets and a pipe. Oh, you know. Yeah. As Freud, you know, classically
said. I go, Dostoevsky, The Sopranos. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a great man once said, I'm a fool to do your
dirty
work.
People were talking about Sun Tzu. I go, Sun Tzu, Sopranos.
You know, Quasimodo predicted all this.
I go, Quasimodo, Sopranos.
Yeah.
You know that, I'm at a party just like an idiot in the corner.
You run out of stuff, you're like, man, when they killed Fat Vinny for being gay, man, that was fucking hilarious.
And then they're like, what?
What? Completely missed the point of that whole arc. Like, man, I'm so glad the heroes won and killed Vinny.
Vito, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Devin just thinks philosophy only exists in The Sopranos. Right.
Yeah, I go, philosophy's dope. Like, right. I love The Sopranos.
Right. As we all know, AJ has to imagine himself rolling the ball up the hill that he is happy. Oh shit, what were we just talking about?
VR
and whatnot.
You were about to say, we went on
a
tangent.
Brilliant point that would make everyone love
we
me.
We were being hilarious.
Hilarious about
a tangent.
Yeah. Something about, you know, it's not, it doesn't transfer. You don't support censorship, but it might. Who?
Art imitating life.
Right.
Life imitating.
Yeah, I rest kind of in the middle where I do think it does imitate, like, it can influence
life. Art?
I do think it can influence life for sure. I mean, like, you know, like, there's a famous podcast we all know who said, don't, like, I wouldn't take the vaccine. And there's part of me that's like, oh, I think that you shouldn't say that.
Well, I don't want to call
it one
art.
Way or the other. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I was thinking that. I, you know, when
that
you,
was Conan's podcast, right?
Right? That was the three questions with Andy Richter.
Andy Richter told people not to take the vaccine. You fucking irresponsible, right. Jesus!
Yeah, yeah. Andy Richter's
Andy,
podcast where he
maybe
whips
don't
himself
tell
with a
young
belt.
People to not take the vaccine, Andy Richter. Yeah, I don't know though. Is that true? I don't know.
I don't know
if I subscribe to that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have an answer. It was just an interesting.
But
thing.
I have seen police chases where the guy. Actually, I do.
Okay.
Because there's a famous police chase of this idiot that took people. He took the cops on like a 4-hour chase where he was getting out of cars, throwing women out of their cars, like literally out of Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
Like it all looked just like Grand Theft Auto. And then he's in prison and he's talking to like his girlfriend or somebody through the glass, and he's like, "If you see me," he's like, "I'm on the news. I'm on so many websites." Yeah. He's like, "When I'm out of here, it's gonna be so easy to monetize. Like, this is gonna be great.
Really,
it's gonna be great." And Jesus. Then he got, and guess what happened to him? Mm-hmm. 180 years in prison.
Great.
Good.
Great.
Yeah, just good.
Because he talked. I mean, he didn't even do anything that, but he actually almost killed a cop.
Was he right.
Ray, he almost ran over
Did
a cop.
Did he have multiple felonies before?
No.
Well, then, so
he was used as an example or something.
This is a lesson for especially your viewers, because a lot of these guys are probably going to.
Oh, these every single person watching this is planning a shooting right now.
Here's the thing: if you're ever committing a crime, I've been reading a lot of true crime shit lately. If you're ever committing a crime, make sure never to act in a way that the judge can look back and see it, where you're gloating about the crime.
Right.
That is automatically
like
right.
50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, judges hate poor wins.
Never gloat about your crime publicly. Mm-hmm.
Act like you've been there before.
Exactly. No.
Wait till you get off, then fucking rave
never be
about
on,
it.
Never yeah. be like, on. Yeah, exactly. Or tell your friends in private, "I love committing this crime. Yeah. I'm really great at it. Blah, blah, blah."
I love committing. Imagine being a guy that's like, "I love committing this crime."
No, that I've been doing a lot of research on this. Like,
okay, yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Gloating about a crime where it's recorded publicly and where a judge can see it, skyrockets your sentence.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that with people laughing in court at their victim on the stand.
Yeah. They hate that.
And
they
the judge is like, 180 years.
By the way, that's not a tip. If you're like a pedophile, don't use my tip to get a low sentence.
These are only for school shooters.
I'm talking about if you're a shooter, if you're a bank, if you're some kind of fraudster or something like that, that's a con man. These are tips for you guys. Right.
Any crime that couldn't get us canceled.
Victimless crime.
Yeah. If you need to hear that, you're getting caught. You're an idiot. You'd be I shouldn't say fuck you to the judge?
By the way, did you know life sentence isn't life? It's like 25 years.
Right, most people who get life sentences get out. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was like 100 years. I thought it was like a life.
No, you got to get a certain number of years.
I think in California it's like 25 years.
Yeah,
possibility of parole in 15.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like not even you know what?
Prison's easy.
Yeah, prisoners are pussies.
They're fucking just suck it up.
Suck it up.
It's 15 years. It's a couple Mondays.
You get through the first month, you're in the home stretch.
After that first month, it's easy peasy, baby.
Just get a couple bitches.
Can prisoners listen to podcasts?
Oh yeah,
they got phones.
Yeah, they got phones. They're on TikTok.
They have like
it depends.
Prisoners are on TikTok. Only,
prison TikTok is a huge.
It depends
thing.
On the jail you're in.
They can only listen to Anthony Camilla's podcast.
You'd think they wouldn't be allowed to have the joy
allowed.
Of a phone.
Well, it depends on what
they sneak them in.
They sneak them in.
If you're in a federal, cushy prison. Then you can have access to the internet. You have TV. You can go. You have a library.
Why are federal prisons better than state?
Well, federal.
Why are they cushy?
Federal crimes are typically something where you're violating a federal law.
White collar.
Well, they're always when you're violating a federal law. But federal laws are always something like white collar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the most severe federal crime is something like where you tried to or you murdered a judge.
Yeah. It was a real badass crime.
Wow. Yeah.
You personally murdered a judge?
What?
No, not you, but like you.
Yeah. If somebody murdered.
You didn't hire somebody or like.
Yeah. No, if you hired somebody.
Why is that? Why do you get a better prison sentence if you murdered a judge?
Well, because it's considered like a more important crime.
And they respect that.
A better crime.
They actually
the judge is like, "You're kind of cool."
Right.
The judge is like, "You got balls.
You need a stereo."
The judge is like, "You have balls, sir.
Right.
You get internet access.
You get a tap."
I want to see you.
No, but actually, what it actually is.
Let's give this man a Tempur-Pedic.
Mm-hmm. But what it actually is they're important prisoners. So you can't have them get killed in a shitty prison by other people.
Okay.
Or something like that. So you want to have them protected. You want these people protected. You might need them for something. They're involved in a lot of shit.
That is true. A lot of like bigger criminals like are usually informing for people to get reduced sentences.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
They're all
they
good.
Important.
Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
And
yeah, of course.
Whitey.
So see what happened when they brought Whitey to general population?
He was fucking stabbed and killed immediately.
Immediately, yeah.
Whitey Bulger, hero.
It's a damn shame.
Legend.
Absolutely. Damn shame.
Santa Monica legend, Whitey Bulger.
Santa Monica legend. I
was looking at his old apartment.
So,
no.
Well, you know what? I walked by his old apartment. I found out where it was. I found like a weird Whitey Bulger, like this, it's like a cuck site.
What?
Where, like, it's like people that love Whitey Bulger.
Right. Not people who want Whitey to fuck their wives.
No, they. Yeah. I bet they do.
Well, they okay.
But yeah, but it was a fan site.
It's not the purpose of the site.
No, it's not the purpose of the site. That was on the message board. You can find a thread for that.
Right.
But no, so it's just like, we love Whitey Bulger. Here's where he ate dinner all the time, and here's where he did his laundry, and here's where he got coffee. And at one point, like right before I left, I just walked around and was like, oh, there's that place for you. And it was like a 5-minute walk, but it was still kind of crazy.
It's
crazy to think about Whitey Bulger living in that
very
nice little area.
I still remember the story where they said they broke in and he was stretching out his tube socks on Gatorade bottles. Do you remember that?
I never heard
of it. And one of the agents, they go, Whitey, what's with all the fucking tube socks on the Gatorade bottles? He goes, I don't have enough money to buy the good socks. I got to buy the cheap value socks. They hurt my ankles. And so he would have to stretch them out. On, it's like the saddest thing. He's the like one of the greatest criminals of all time.
Yeah,
just,
I know.
It ends just my ankles hurt because of the sock.
Empathy.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, so sad. He used to shoot up guys with cocaine so they could stay awake so they could torture him more. It's really sad.
Is that what he would do?
Oh yeah, Boston gangsters like he would inject. That's like an Irish torture technique. Yeah, in Boston.
That was
like one of them.
Yeah, that's you know when we were starting out in Boston.
Yeah, he was a monster.
Yeah, no, he started out in Boston. You know,
yeah,
torture techniques in Boston are they just speak.
Right.
He's like, shut up. It's car. Right. It's car. Right.
Whitey Bulger.
Not car.
Whitey
you're
Bulger
in a chair,
on Rogan.
You're like, shut up. Kill me. What were you going to say, Jim?
Oh, I just said Whitey Bulger on Rogan. Whitey talking about Bulger the old days in Boston. He's like, now you used to shoot guys up with coke to torture, like you cut their eyelids off so they couldn't close their eyes.
Mark Maron with Whitey Bulger.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Mark Maron's like, do we have a thing?
Right. Because I stole a bunch of coke and you tried to kill me back in the day. Or am I wrong?
Yeah. Or am I wrong?
You were the guy, man. You were the guy.
You
cut people's eyes off and you hold a mirror in front of their head.
Whitey, you were the guy. I was working at the Coffee Connection.
I had just come back from L.A.
I had worked like an 8-hour shift. I did a set. I called you a stupid fucking, you know, Mick. Sorry, Whitey. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's all good, Mark. You know, I was a different person.
I was a different guy back then, yeah. Mark.
Anyway, I'm going to go get stabbed to death in prison.
Is Mark Maron's show still happening?
Yeah, he just did one with a comic I like. I was going to listen to.
Didn't he have Joe Biden's son on?
Absolutely. Yeah, he had Hunter Biden.
He's my favorite comic.
Hunter Biden.
He has honestly done the funniest comedy of the last year. The
Hunter Biden's pick. Amazing.
Have you seen the Squirtle pick?
No, I have not seen that.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, I think
with
I,
the hookers.
I can't believe I haven't said it to
you. Squirtle with hookers?
No, no, he's on a bed. He's on a bed. There's two hookers like riding him, like on top, like a T.
Oh,
like
so, that's so cool.
He's doing and like the Rico Suave.
Yeah, one of them's like fucking him like straight, and one of them's fucking him like backwards. And then in the corner of the room is a Squirtle like this big, like from Pokemon.
Yeah.
And it's facing the bed. Yeah. And you can tell it was turned to watch the threesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the funniest guy. You're not allowed to make. I sent it to some friends who are like woke, and they're like, "Well, he has a problem." I'm like, it's a fucking Squirtle.
Imagine he was a Republican. Yeah. How much they'd be into it.
Trump Jr.'s kid.
Right.
He'd be on T-shirts
you're
right now.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Guys smoking PCP or meth or
it was
whatever.
Amazing.
What did he do that was so wrong, Hunter?
Hunter Biden?
Yeah, what was so bad about what he did?
Fucked a couple whores.
Yeah.
Gave his laptop with private info, government private info.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Did a lot
of
drugs. He had
some private info on a laptop.
That's a security leak. You can't be doing that.
What did he leak?
So I don't have all the information.
It was some bang bus videos.
Yeah, what? He had access to some vids?
I don't know what he did, actually. You know,
I think it was correspondence with his dad.
What was it?
I think people alleged it was correspondence with his dad involved in it.
Ukrainian the similar thing talk they tried or to, something?
The similar thing they tried to pin on Trump, where it was like, was he talking to leadership in the Ukraine who are trying to help get his dad elected, that type of thing.
I love the idea that like Trump even knows like what Ukraine is. like
he's
like,
out of that. He's the whole, like all Russia, the, that little place by Russia.
Yeah, all the controversies. I love that they acted like Trump has the patience to talk to some goofy Russian. Right. Yeah. It's like, it was so funny to me. Like they were trying to pin that on him. Like, do you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was talking to Russia to
get... He care about oogity boogity, like people that are like oogity boogity. Like, he doesn't talk to them. He hates that.
No, he hates it.
He has a wife that's like deaf and dumb.
Yeah, he's just snapping at her.
He goes, what do you want?
Yeah.
He goes, hold up the sign. He has a sign guy. He goes, hold the sign up.
Like the daredevil.
Yeah. He does the like the letter thing that you point to on the chart.
Right, exactly.
Blink when I get to it.
I always thought that was like amazing. Like we actually like, oh, like we're Donald Trump's like the biggest idiot alive. Mm-hmm. But you know he's talking to the president of Hungary all day and putting up with that guy's fucking oogity boogity crap.
That was the narrative. Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Like he'll do business.
Yeah, no. He's a New York billionaire. Yeah. He's not spending his days talking to some guy that can barely put together a sentence.
No, if you have $10 trillion,
what?
Then he'll talk to you.
Yeah, then he'll talk to you. Even if you did have money, he's like, he would probably go like, you have money, but he would turn to his like translators and be like, what is this? I can't do this.
Listen, why is all this soup cold and it looks like shit?
Exactly.
I don't give, Dostoevsky, who gives a
he'd
shit?
Be like, I simply can't.
Right.
I can't.
Yeah.
He's like all day Donald Trump, the dumbest guy apparently of all time, is just talking to people that go like, well, Mr. President, he'd immediately be like, shut up!
Now, that was an odd pick, I guess because he was a big businessman, whereas he works with other, you know, countries.
Well, I think he has worked with Russia a lot, just on real estate.
No, he's worked with major superpowers, but acting like, oh, no, he has super close connections with everybody. It's like, well, you know, that's kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's nothing,
I mean, I know
again.
That. I'm just, nothing I say here is
No, I know it's a bit. I have to say it for myself just to defuse.
No, true. Yeah,
exactly. Well, you say the funny bit, and then you say, I don't mean
it's
it.
It's weird putting in extreme ignorance on video. I don't know how I feel.
But that's what is funny is to be extremely like me saying
exactly.
The school shooting thing. I immediately flipped on.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the thing I don't understand. It's like because we posted Gerardo posted this clip of us talking about the menthol ban.
On TikTok, I remember. Yeah,
and a lot of the comments were like, "These guys are so off base." It's like we didn't post this to be correct.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Well, TikTok
is... correct is not funny.
By the way,
I am never saying the thing I actually believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or is correct, because that's not interesting. Imagine if every day we did this podcast and we go, Joey, say the right thing.
Yeah, say the correct...
Hey, we're trying to entertain here, folks. Opinion. Tell me exactly what something is.
Yeah.
No. Right, so then you do that, and then that happens. We'd go, you're right. Okay, No, you got to say wrong things. Being wrong is funny.
Well, Joey just gave prisoners advice to get out of prison time.
That is correct.
That's only for good criminals.
Right.
If you're a bad criminal who's hurting people, don't use my advice.
Yeah.
You should, you know, gloat about your crime.
Mm-hmm.
But I also...
If you're a Kaiser Soze type of criminal.
Then you use... But they already know.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Yeah.
But Devin, so I was reading the comments on that TikTok. And what they were saying, the reason this, you know, they were saying you were wrong about this because they were saying that the government was targeting minorities in advertising.
Yeah,
which Richie made that point on the full podcast.
But that plays into my point.
Hang on. Okay. No, because here's what I'm saying is that, yes, the government may or may not have advertised. First of all, I don't know why they would have thought that black people would like menthols better. I have some research to do on that. But even if they found some weird thing where minorities like menthols better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's that Chappelle Show skit?
They made that mistake. Skit where they made that mistake. Okay, whatever. That's an evil thing to do. Does that mean that outlawing them is now the correct thing? I don't think so.
No.
I actually stand by what we said.
I do too, and you want to know what? It's even doubled by that response to what we said, where I go, okay, oh, no, they were... these communities were targeted. It wasn't racist. You're off the mark. You know, that is racist because you're saying you're now racist.
Yeah.
You're saying black people are too stupid to exactly. know that they're being targeted,
exactly.
which is liberal racism.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't look at them like people that can make yeah. their own fucking decision exactly. for themselves. And yeah. you go, no, no, no. They're just, their minds are so simple. They can be yeah. easily manipulated
right.
through advertisements right. and what... Mm-hmm. What are we talking
I've never
about?
Believed
like, that's racist.
The
You're
general,
being racist.
The general concept that, you know, advertising in general is manipulating people in subtle ways that we didn't understand, never bought that. Social media is one thing because it's something that we're constantly on. Maybe it's addictive or something like that. Nothing addictive about an ad on TV or mm-hmm. on a billboard.
Just fucking man up. But keep your back straight,
no.
for Christ's sake. Stop buying into the ads.
Clean your damn room.
Clean your damn room.
Right. Only
eat some meat. And cut out the... Right. Be listening to the tune.
Right. Lobsters don't smoke menthol cigarettes.
Yeah. Do so much pain pills, you go in a coma. Because your daughter is killing you. The 13th rule.
But just quickly to finish that up, 5 more seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they were targeted by some evil corporation and they found, you know, minorities are more addicted to menthol, whatever the strategy was, the answer is not let's take it away. Let's not give people the choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's you're mm-hmm. not giving them enough credit. Not
yes.
giving me enough credit. I'll be affected by that.
Which we go, yeah, maybe I'm wrong in saying, like,
let me die.
Banning it's racist. Right?
If I don't want to die, let me die. Don't, I don't want anyone to have my... No, I love life, but don't... I don't want you, anyone else to decide what I can or cannot do.
Yeah.
I know.
I sound like a weird...
libertarian?
Libertarian. I hate sounding like
you
that.
You can be a little... I have some very libertarian views.
That is my genuine yeah. feeling, though.
I feel like I'm only either a socialist or a libertarian.
Well, libertarians, like...
I'm the worst of both groups.
I'm the worst of both
yeah.
groups.
I feel like I believe in being a libertarian until something like the pandemic happens, where, like, you're told you can't do anything by your government. So then mm-hmm. it's like, well, what am I supposed to... Am I, like... What? Like,
well, no,
I need help. You stopped me from.
Oh, you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're saying. No.
It's like, how did any libertarian survive throughout the pandemic?
No, I'm not.
Where it's like they don't believe in any government, like, you know, helping
where a libertarian breaks down is where they're like, the free market. It's like the free market will rape and kill every living human being.
Right.
If it'll make them.
It's
money.
Like actually completely ridiculous.
I'll make an amendment real quick, too, though, because I'm not a libertarian in any way. I don't even know anything about libertarians. I have ODD, like I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. I get bothered when people tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I am totally fine with the government helping people out and shit. I don't, I support that. I'm happy to pay taxes. I give to charity all the time.
Yeah.
I give to charity.
He gives, right. Joey gives to charity.
Mm-hmm.
I give, so I actually do. But so when the government's coming in and then saying that I can't do something, it just sets off an emotional trigger that I can't help.
Yeah. You like,
I can't help it. It's not intellectual. I just can't help
you
it.
You like supplemental government, not restrictive government.
I don't know. I don't know about any of that. What
something I mean, something that benefits people versus something that tells people they can't do something.
Yes, exactly. If you're there only to help and you do everything you do is only helping, that's mm-hmm. an imaginary concept that doesn't exist in reality.
Right.
That I have no problems with that ever, and I'm happy to contribute to help others. But as soon as people start fucking with me or anything that I want to do, then it just, whatever, steam starts coming out of my ears.
Yeah, right. I get that. I just think it's very funny to be, like, during the pandemic, I talked to people that said they were libertarians, and I'm like, okay, well, first off, we were told we literally can't go places without it being illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already not libertarianism, because the government is interfering and telling us that we can't do stuff that we were supposed to be able to do.
Right.
So, like, even if you're a libertarian, you're at a job that has made, there's rules now in place at your job from the government where you can't have as many people there or, like, whatever.
Right. Well, I mean, you can have a political belief and the government doesn't correspond to act that way. You know what I mean?
Sure, but it's funny to be a libertarian within I had people give me like libertarian views on things during the pandemic where I'm like, but it's what are we even talking about? Like, it is run by the government. Like, we were all told we have to go home by the government.
Right.
So now you're how are you a libertarian only in the positive effect of that, where it's like, well, we need money. Mm-hmm. Like, the government needs to start sending people some money to live off of because they've stopped them from working.
Right.
These guys are a mess.
It literally makes no sense. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm really against all unemployment because I haven't gotten it yet.
You should be.
Until I get unemployment, I'm anti. These guys, they're never getting jobs, frankly. And everyone I know who's on unemployment refuses to work, and they're disgusting. And also, every homeless person in L.A. should be shot into the sun.
Caitlyn Jenner said that,
yeah,
not Caitlyn Jace.
Jenner. Hey, hey, girls.
Caitlyn Jenner running for governor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
She's making a big run for it. She's coming in strong.
I think she's going to get some votes.
People are already making jokes like it's Trump again. Mm-hmm. Oh man, just wait.
Those transphobes, there's
a lot of transphobes out there that don't believe in Caitlyn Jenner and her ability to be governor, and I believe in it.
I also think a lot of Californians are going hard Republican.
Yeah,
after the pandemic.
Yeah, they are.
They're going hard Republican.
They are. I don't know who these Californians are.
We're all kicking MAGA hats under the desk.
How long have we done, Gerardo? We've done
about 1 hour. Okay, nice. We're good. We're good.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll say one last thing. Caitlyn Jenner will. She's running for governor of California, and even if she doesn't win, she will likely run over the governor of California.
Yes, sir.
Very good.
I voted for Hillary. Richie's going to say something.
I hate to do a little business at the end, but you know. What's going on over there?
Telling the camera, I voted for Biden and Hillary.
I did vote for Biden, and I agree with everything he does for the next 4 years.
Right. I vote for all the right causes.
I voted for anyone
I did it. I did it.
I've never voted once.
I voted for Roseanne in 2012. Literally, I'm not kidding. I voted for Roseanne in 2012.
No, I was just going to, unfortunately, end it boring with housekeeping of, you know, please... Patreon episodes, if you like the podcast, tell a few people.
So, listen on Patreon. If you like the episodes, you know, I don't know, tell a friend. We have a Patreon episode every week. If you're on the Patreon, don't stop. Leave the $3 tier. I am not putting the new episodes on the $3 mm-hmm. tier, so just leave that so I can delete that.
You're kicked off.
Who's doing a $3? Well, that's why I'm keeping it for now. I'm just genuinely asking people.
I want to say sorry to the $3 guys. Like, sorry to hear that.
If you don't have $5 a month, what are you doing?
No, I know. Exactly. What are you even
doing? Podcast. Get your life together.
You shouldn't even have access to a device that can let you listen to anything.
You shouldn't have the internet. You should be out working.
I mean, yeah, seriously.
$3.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's insane.
So, no shame, just asking you if you are in the three. A little bit of shame. Everything's moving to the five.
If you're in the three.
So just move to the five so I can delete that goddamn tier. Okay.
If you're in the three, Caitlyn Jenner is going to get rid of you soon anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes, exactly. If you move to the five, Richie will be off the podcast.
But can I say seriously, really quick to your listeners, as I'm just a guy who's done a couple
episodes. This is Jace, Sad Drawings by Jace. He's famous. He's on Reddit.
I'm on Reddit. I've done a podcast for 2 years. If you like these guys, I'm motioning to the camera for some reason. If you like these guys, I know it's the wrong. I'm only doing the wrong camera. I told you that.
Motion to that one.
I don't do the right one. If you like these guys, you know, they put a lot of work into this, and really a thing that can help them just feel good about what they're doing is give them a 5-star rating on
iTunes. Yeah,
on
that really
iTunes.
Does help.
Yeah, guys,
somehow.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
They laid a mattress up against the wall.
Subscribe to Devin's YouTube. But I mean, seriously, you know, support the guy.
Thank you.
There's some guys out there, and I know we had this at Brain Jail when it ended. They're like, oh, I was meaning to leave a review. Bring it back. It's like, you listen to 90 fucking episodes. Maybe if you left a review, we wouldn't have ended it. So just,
yeah,
you know,
all those things.
I was mean. Yeah, just leave the review. Yeah. Like, I mean, we have... It seems like we're, I don't know, if I'm combining views.
Right. You guys are at 10,000 5-star views right now.
We're close. We're close to the top.
As we said before, if you like Congratulations with Chris D'Elia, you're going to love us. If you like The Fighter and the Kid, you're going to love us.
If you're a fan of The Fighter and the Kid and the subreddit of Fighter and the Kid, this is your goddamn podcast. Yeah.
If you did open mics for 3 years and you hate comedy.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you loved Kill Tony,
or
you're
if you
love
think
us.
There should be a VR for school shootings,
right.
Yeah, you're
either
gonna
way.
Love
this
us.
Is the pod, baby.
Yeah, that's our demo.
It's our demo.
Or you're at least open to a debate about it.
Exactly.
You know?
Anyway, listen to the podcast, subscribe or donate on Patreon for new episode
every
week.
Cover up yours for a second.
Yeah.
So guys, listen, Devin's like close to killing himself. You have to subscribe. It's getting like really fucked up.
Yeah.
It's subscribe. Like yeah, he will kill himself soon. I'm not kidding. Go ahead, Devin.
I don't know what he said. I couldn't hear what Joey just said, but no, please seriously subscribe to the Patreon or I will kill myself soon. Mm-hmm. I'm close to the end. I can't keep putting out videos that get 3,000 views. Up. I have to pee too. Yeah. All right, bye.
Bye.
Everyone's welcome upstairs.
I drank all that.
No, you did not.